USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump commenting on Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley's publicly voiced regret at joining the president for a photo op last week at a church across from the White House. Peaceful protesters were reportedly driven out of the area by federal forces to make that photo op possible. In a sit-down interview with Harris Faulkner of the Fox News show Outnumbered Overtime, Faulkner asked of the general's remarks during an online commencement address to military graduates,
"Do you think it's significant?"
No, I don't think so. No, I mean, if that's the way they feel, I think that's fine. I have good relationships with the military. I've rebuilt our military. When we took it over from President Obama and Biden, the military was a joke.
Milley said appearing in that photo created a false perception of the military being involved in domestic politics. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
I have seen a change in how I feel. I do feel better. I actually feel like doing stuff, if that makes any sense. It's just a better feeling just throughout my whole body.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Republican National Convention is being moved to Jacksonville, Florida. That after the Democratic governor of North Carolina could not guarantee to President Trump that large crowds would be allowed to gather because of the coronavirus at the venue in Charlotte, which was originally chosen for the August affair. Health and safety will still be top priorities, though, according to Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry.
We're going to be back in business, but we're going to do it in a safe and responsible way, and whatever protocols are necessary at that time, they'll be in place.
More than 10,000 people are expected to attend the convention. The next few days could bring over a foot of rain to parts of the East Coast. A series of downpours from Georgia to Delaware today through Sunday, and persistent heavy rain could lead to flooding in poor drainage areas. An explosion at a Houston bar shaking people miles away. Police say they don't believe anyone was inside the bar near downtown when it blew up at about 5 a.m. local time today. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A country superstar planning a very special social distancing concert. Here's more from USA Radio's John Hunt.
Country superstar Garth Brooks is holding a concert that will be played only at 300 drive-in theaters on June 27th across the country. The concert event will follow specific guidelines recommended by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, as well as state and local health mandate.
We can have families jump in the car, come out on Saturday night. We are excited because this is a reason to get out of the house, but at the same time, you get to follow all the COVID rules from every individual state. You get to have fun and stay within the guidelines of social distancing, but we're calling it social distancing partying.
The concert will be created in Nashville, Tennessee, and tickets will be just $100 per passenger car or truck, no matter how many you can fit in the vehicle. Tickets go on sale June 19th.
And that's a week from today. Today is the fourth anniversary of the Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando, Florida. 29-year-old Omar Mateen, a security guard, opened fire inside the gay nightclub, and after a three-hour standoff, police shot and killed him. 49 people, though, died, and 53 were wounded. And The Bachelor will have its first black star next season, as ABC says Matt James will be the lead for season 25 of the show, which the network is hoping to premiere in January. You can find us online at usaradio.com, and for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.